From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 27, 2013. With dry conditions returning to much of the state, Tuesday I asked Dr. Larry Redman, AgriLife Extension State Forage Specialist, College Station, to give me an overview of hay supplies and the outlook for winter forages.
If you look at the most recent drought monitor map, it indicates that about 85% of the state is under some form of drought. And the forecast through October 31 is for the drought in this part of the world to either persist or to actually intensify. So we're not looking at very good conditions for either additional hay harvest nor for fall planting. It's not as bad as 2011, obviously, but it's just another year that we're very short on moisture. We had pretty good moisture up to about the end of May, and people were able to get one hay harvest, but in most of the state, that was the only one that they received. Mm-hmm. Been some moisture on the those counties in the upper Gulf Coast area. They've gotten some rain. Some parts of East Texas have had a little rain, but by and large, when you look at, 85% of the state is under drought, that means that 85% of the hay producers are not going to be cutting any hay.
And your recommendation is?
Well, I would certainly give heed to these drought monitors and these forecasts. I would ask them to, wherever they are, is their stocking rate right now, if they're comfortable with that, stay where they are or even consider some further culling. With our cow stocking rate, we don't need to chase the moisture. So that's always a loser for you because you're buying when the cows are high and you're selling when the cows are cheap.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.